The Washington, D.C.-based United States Institute for Peace recently hosted the release of a major new report titled The Role of Women in Stabilization and Reconstruction. Three analysts who presented the report repeatedly identified the issue of inclusion as requiring urgent attention.
One of the findings is that women, of course, continue to be excluded from peace processes, from peacekeeping and security operations.
There were some things we heard over and over again. Women are not part of the power structure. You know, by failing to make maximum use of women to promote peace and security throughout the world, we are by definition only making a 50% effort.
The report presents a broad list of recommendations and initiatives that they believe could significantly enhance the participation of women during post-conflict reconstruction. Power-sharing schemes such as Afghanistan's 25% reserve quota on public offices for women are effective and should be instituted as needed, says the Peace Institute's Beth Cole.
What we found is that these quotas, while they might be controversial, you must force the door open for women, and that they have that forcing mechanism that's critical for women in post-conflict societies.
The report also recommends that reconstruction authorities support the participation of women as equal partners at all levels of civil institution building, and goes on to say that post-war transitions should promote socioeconomic parity through legal mandates requiring the participation of women in reconstruction projects.
We also felt that we needed to highlight the window of opportunity that post-conflict period provided for changing roles to advance the rights of women so that they could play different roles.
Businesswoman Harriet Henches, who co-chaired the report study group, says her team found useful models were provided by Afghanistan's experience.
There were many instances where you had people who never got involved in post-conflict before who wanted to be involved, and these were businesswomen and just humanitarians. But the other thing that happened in Afghanistan was how much it really resonated with women in the West.
History shows women caught in conflict zones are often left vulnerable to exploitation and frequently forced to find refuge with little material support. But now it appears, based on the Afghanistan model, that post-conflict transitional periods may offer hope for improving women's lives. For producer George Dwyer, Jim Bertel, VOA News.